In this bulletin, Australia's working through the details of the Pentagon's review of AUKUS. A severe heatwave warning is issued for most of New South Wales. And in sport, Oscar Piastri, Lando Norris and Red Bull's Max Verstappen each vie for the F1 title this weekend. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Camille Bianchi. Australia's working through the details of the Pentagon's review of AUKUS, which has given the Nuclear Submarine Pact the green light. The highly anticipated review took 6 months to complete and has been handed to the Australian government, but details are not expected to be made public by the United States. Defence Industry Minister Pat Conroy says US President Donald Trump's remark that AUKUS is full steam ahead is positive, adding that milestones of the deal are being met. The federal government has briefed the Trump administration on the nation's biggest overhaul of defence departments in 50 years, which was announced earlier this week. This agency is separate to the Australian Submarine Agency that is responsible for delivering vessels under the AUKUS Pact. The trilateral AUKUS agreement includes Australia, the United States and the United Kingdom and was signed by the countries in 2021. A severe heatwave warning has been issued for most of New South Wales, with temperatures in parts of Sydney expected to reach 40 degrees Celsius. High temperatures are forecast for areas including Greater Sydney, Wollongong, Nowra and Gosford today and tomorrow. The Bureau of Meteorology's Sarah Scully says it's going to be a hot and windy day across southeastern parts of the country.
Moving through from Friday afternoon and into Saturday, that's when we have a strong cold front that crosses the southeast for Victoria and Tasmania, bringing a much colder air mass behind it. But significantly, it pushes that trough northwards with those elevated fire dangers expected to move into eastern, inland and northern parts of New South Wales. Now, this includes the Sydney Metro and the Illawarra Shoalhaven districts, where fire weather warnings are likely.
The Australian Medical Association, AMA, private health insurance study reveals a system increasingly failing to deliver value for money to around 15 million Australians who have private health insurance. The report shows while more Australians hold private health policies than ever before, few of them offer top-level coverage and exclusions are at record levels. The number of people with gold-tier health cover has fallen by 360,000 since the start of COVID, to just 743,000, despite overall growth in health policy coverage. Many Australians have shifted to silver or bronze policies, which often exclude critical services, such as in-hospital psychiatric care. AMA President Dr. Danielle McMullen told the ABC there are various factors at play behind these price hikes.
We've seen under-indexation of the Medicare schedule for decades, and that does actually underpin a lot of our private pricing. But we've also seen private health insurers really bump up the premiums for their products far beyond wage price indexes, beyond CPI, and beyond the cost of even health CPI.
This week, Australian states and territories have passed or introduced laws to ensure if someone is banned from holding a working with children or vulnerable persons check in one jurisdiction, they're banned in all of them. The Albanese government announced the legislation in August at a Standing Council of Attorney Generals meeting. Federal Attorney General Michelle Rowland has confirmed the change.
Now all states and territories have passed or introduced laws to ensure if someone is banned from holding a working with children check in one jurisdiction, they're banned in all. Banned in one, banned in all.
Five jurisdictions, New South Wales, Victoria, Tasmania, Queensland and South Australia, have laws in place to enable mutual recognition of negative notices. The remaining three states and territories now have introduced the laws, and once they're passed, the policy will come into effect nationwide. Colombian President Gustavo Petro has criticised the United States at a military ceremony in Bogota on Thursday, vowing to defend his citizens from attacks.
They are insulting us, and not only insulting us, but humiliating us, and not only humiliating us, but killing our people. Whether they're wrong or not, they are our citizens, and if they have to go before a judge, let them go, but in Colombia, there is no death penalty.
The comments were made after the deaths of more than 80 people in strikes in the Caribbean, which the US claims are to stop the flow of drugs out of South America. US Defence Secretary Pete Hegseth says the nation has only just begun targeting alleged drug trafficking vessels. To sport now, and in Formula One, Oscar Piastri, McLaren teammate Lando Norris and Red Bull's Max Verstappen are each vying for the F1 title in the final race of the season this weekend. Sunday's Abu Dhabi Grand Prix will be the first time in 15 years that more than two riders are fighting for the top spot at this point of the season. Verstappen has held the world champion title for four consecutive years since 2021 and has won 70 Grand Prix races to date. The trio spoke at a press conference hosted by Formula One overnight, with Piastri admitting it's been a tough year.
Definitely on my side of things, there's been a few races or a few moments I'd like to have again. Same thing as the team, I'm sure. But picking one, I don't think there's one that's hurt more than others.
And those are the latest headlines from the SBS newsroom.